TNT Talk.
We're back, everybody. It's the TNT Talk podcast. Tracy and Tamish are here to break down some Fear the Walking Dead, talk a little bit about The Walking Dead, and a new group that we're partnering with. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're really glad to be here. I'm Tracy, and I'm excited to be back with you all.
And I'm Tamish, and I am excited. Boom, Bob, woo, we're back.
She's really excited, folks. Brace yourselves. All right. So a couple of news things first. You've been able to find us on iTunes with the TNT Talk podcast under the umbrella of Talk Colony. We'll still be there unless we were to change. We'll totally let you know. But you can still find us in our usual place. But we're excited to share that we're partnering with a new site called SoManyShows.com. You can find them on the web, SoManyShows.com. And also on Twitter, SO_many_shows on Twitter. And then also on Facebook, So Many Shows. So just a little bit about that group. It's some Colony fans, super fans got together, had so much fun talking about TV after the episodes aired. Just wanted something more, to explore the episodes more, to keep talking about them, to keep that conversation going, and realized that there were a lot of shows that they felt that way about, not just Colony. So thus the name, So Many Shows. So check it out. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and we're proud to be a part of that group now. We're also going to be contributing some of our writing there as well. But we're definitely partnering the TNT Talk podcast with SoManyShows.com. So if you want to go on Facebook or Twitter, give them a follow. Here's an idea to me. Let me know what you think of this. Follow on Facebook or Twitter at So Many Shows and leave a comment or a tweet that says you were referred by TNT Talk.
Yes. Okay?
Hashtag TNT Talk. And we'll put you in the running for some fan art. So each time you enter, if you follow Facebook and leave a comment about TNT Talk, and you follow on Twitter and leave a comment about TNT Talk, that's two entries. Okay? So you can get up to two entries. And we'll pick a winner. And we'll give out some fan art. Maybe we'll wait until next week and see what we see. And we'll surprise you with what that might be.
Trust me, so, you're going to want this fan art. It's really, really good.
So if you like The Walking Dead, you like Fear the Walking Dead, I think we can find something that you will enjoy, art related. So, yeah, spread the word. And get out there and follow. All right, so we're going to get to the Fear of the Walking midseason premiere. 2 hours, pretty exciting, a lot going on.
Ooh.
But first, before we saw that, they aired a TWD season 8 preview special. Did you enjoy that, Tamish?
More than you could ever imagine. October 22nd, could not get here soon enough.
And tell us what your favorite interview was on the special. I mean, I think we already know.
Besides Norman Reedus, no. Hashtag Daryl, I'm your fan. Woo! I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I enjoyed the interview with Norman Reedus. That went very well. I thought he spoke eloquently for his few minutes they gave him on that.
Yes, and he talked about being Nanny Norman, which is always fun.
His humorous self.
Yeah.
Hey, hashtag Norman, follow me.
Can you imagine having a Nanny Norman? Those kids, they don't know how good they have it. Probably.
No, do they? See, children don't appreciate
that. They will appreciate it more as they grow up. But what fun! So, and also, I was super excited to see Lenny James on the couch. He's such a class act. I mean, he's sweet. He's funny. You know, he's got a good sense of humor. He's clever. He's just a very kind person, don't you think?
I would have to agree. And I had a chance to meet him and just do a quick meet and greet with him in Walker Stalker, Atlanta. And uh-huh. I was just taken back. First of all, I had to get used to the accent. Okay, and you know it's there, but it's when you actually hear it, it's
right.
Kind of like, whoa. But no, he's genuinely a really nice person. I have to agree. But you have to tell me, Tracy, what did you think about the naming of his stick?
There were some interesting options. Yeah. But I think it does make sense. It's part of it's definitely a part of his character now. So why not? Why not give it a name? So I like the Desi name, like Lucy and Desi.
You know what? See, that's funny. You said that we can agree on that tonight. Yeah. That's one thing we can agree on.
So far. Like Tally one.
What'd you say?
Tally one. We can. One agreement so far. But yeah, I thought that would be a cute name. So, yeah. And then I thought it was interesting that Scott Gimple just outright said that Maggie will not have her baby this season. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did catch that. And I'm actually glad that he said that, because the focal point then, I think, would have been, okay, is she going to have the baby? Is it going to look like Glenn and Maggie? Like, it would have been just too, the focal point would have just been too much on her stomach, on the growth of this beautiful human being.
Yeah. That is a good point. That there would be so much discussion about wardrobe and everything that would take away from the actual plot that we're going to see this year. So, yeah.
But then there are those conspiracy theorists that said that is he really just throwing us off? And I don't believe he is. I think he was telling the truth.
Yeah. I think he's telling the truth too. But hey, if he was fooling us and she has the baby, even better, you know. But this way I won't be like focusing so much on that. You're right.
So. And I need this season to come out with a bang.
Come out with a bang. I think that's very likely based on the previews that we've seen.
Yes, I need them to come on. I need them to just sock it to me, baby. Like, yeah. Some dynamite. Woo!
You're ready. I think you're going to get it. I also was particularly... what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but when Jeffrey Dean Morgan was open about his dyslexia, which I've heard him mention it briefly before, but just the fact that he has that many pages of dialogue to remember, and then he has, you know, something that makes it even harder for him, that really is impressive. And it's also just impressive that he's open about it. I really appreciated that. I mean, I think people, even for me, I mean, it's not a criticism, but it's easy to think, oh, these guys, they got this great job. They, you know, he has all these great lines and, you know, whatever. But it takes a lot of work to memorize your lines. And then to have that many monologues like he does, it's even more to memorize.
So. Yes. And I think it speaks volumes about who he is as a person.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that I would 100% agree with you on that. I was sitting there and my eyes just kind of went, whoa, did he really just say that? And I was like, go ahead. So, yes, I would have to agree. So, Jeffrey, we appreciate that.
Two thumbs up, JDM.
Because we know you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. He's,
how about that, Jeffrey?
He's waiting for us to drop it tonight. So, but yes, that made me, I thought that was great. So, yeah, a lot of good information they gave. I think you and I were tweeting or something, or we were on somehow communicating in that giveaway that they gave to the person who asked the question. They, like, gave away the store. They gave away almost everything.
I have no words. I wanted that basket. I wanted to reach through the screen and just snatch it. Now, listeners, I would have had to give up the Ashiva head to my partner over here, because she is
thank you.
Over here. She would have gotten it, but everything else in the basket would have been mine. But man, usually they give out one or two things. They got the whole basket.
Well, I've noticed over time, especially the last year, it's the gifts or giveaways have grown in size, just the physical size and the number of things that they give away. So that was a big one. So,
Tracy, are you going to enter in the contest to try to get to be there when they do the premiere?
Sure. You got to always, you know, take every chance you can. Put your name in the hat.
Okay, good. That's good to know, because my name is already going in.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make sure you were going to be along on the journey. Okay.
Yes. So everybody else get your names in there, too. Somebody's got to win, right?
Yes.
Somebody's got to win.
But I don't need anybody else to enter. No.
Uh-oh. She staked her claim. All right. So let's get on to some Fear the Walking Dead. Now, this is our first podcast since talking to Michael Grey Eyes. So that was a lot of fun talking to him, and it was just a real pleasure. I mean, he had so many great insights and just such a nice guy, such a smart guy. So I think that made it super fun to see him back on the screen, don't you, Tamish?
It was, and it felt a little different because we got a chance to talk to him one-on-one, like personally. And I was just like, oh, wow, we talked to you.
I kept thinking, he's actually a professor.
Yes. And I had to pull it back and then realize, okay, get back into character mode.
Yeah.
Because but I'm different.
That only lasted for like a minute for me, like kind of fangirling or whatever. Then, I mean, he's a good actor and he was back into Walker mode. You know, I took myself out of it for a minute, but he definitely kept the character going. So, all right. If you haven't listened to us before, our format is to ask each other three questions, which we are not privy to beforehand. So we do not know each other's questions, and we think that keeps the excitement going, keeps it a little more lively because we don't know what to expect. So we'll answer each other's questions, and then we'll also answer our own questions as well. So we'll compare, and we don't often agree. So we were joking around earlier. We've agreed once tonight, so we'll see how much more it happens. And then we'll talk about our most explosive moment from the mid-season premiere, two-hour premiere, and then we'll do some ratings based on the number of sticks of dynamite, how dynamite was the episode. So, you want to ask the first question to Mish?
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Yes. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. So we are back with the Fear of the Walking Dead. We're back with Madison. We're back with Jake. We're back with Troy.
Yes.
Now, once Troy was taken out to be banished from the ranch, you with me?
Yes. And
I wanted to know, did you really feel like Madison was going to shoot Troy?
Well, I said out loud to my husband, is she going to shoot him in the back? So it crossed my mind. I actually thought she might. I was not like stunned that she didn't. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, she's not going to do it. But it did cross my mind. So I don't know.
No, I didn't think Madison was going to shoot Troy. I just didn't, because when she picked up the gun, first of all, she should have, if she was going to shoot him, she would have just went pop out. And we know Madison knows how to use a gun.
Sure.
And how to kill people. Right. I think that even if he had come towards her, like even more so than he already did, and if he really was about to like kill her or something, I think she still would have did her best to push him off. Because I think that she knows if she had killed him, eventually it would have come out. And eventually, I think that Jake and Alicia might have come for her.
Okay. All righty. I think I thought it briefly just because she does seem to be very impulsive sometimes. Maybe impulsive, not the word, but self-centered. Like once she decides something's what needs to be done, she doesn't really falter over it. So I just thought, well, she's done some crazier things, maybe. But yeah, nope. So she let him keep on walking. All right.
Which truthfully, as a point A or B in that, I don't know if it's advisable either. We're asking for him to come back and make trouble, but that's another conversation.
Well, speaking of my first question, and I put a little poll on this out on Twitter.
Yes.
Is Troy going to resurface in season 3, Tamish?
Yes, he is. But, you know, and it's his anger and his distaste for Walker's group is just, it's just too strong. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was let go.
Yeah.
Come on. He is not only, he's coming back for revenge. He's coming back for the type of revenge that he would bring a truck in and dump a whole bunch of walkers up in that ranch and then just watch them eat them.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I'm a sucker for a redemption story, so part of me wants to think he'll come in somehow and save the day in a scary moment. But that's what the voters on Twitter said. They agreed with you. The majority said they thought he will come back and it will be in some way, shape, or form to seek revenge. So I would like to see a twist. I guess we don't totally agree there, because I'd like to see a twist and see some redemption on his part. But I mean, some characters are just too far gone. Sometimes it's not realistic to have redemption. So let us know. We're talking to you, Melissa, Sharon. Let us know what you think, too. We want to know what you think about Troy, if he's going to come back, and if he has any chance of redemption.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. All right, what's your next question?
Okay. I can't be the only one that thought of this.
Okay.
And maybe you can help me understand. When they were out at that outpost, Madison and Walker, and when they went to get water, how were they keeping track of how people were going in and out? How did they know when someone's debt wasn't paid?
Well, it seems like in Strand's case, they don't, they catch you and, do they immediately take you out to the fence? I mean, we didn't see anybody getting tied up at the fence, did we, when they pulled up?
No, they were already there.
So, I mean, maybe there's some type of processing that they need to go through before they tie them out there. I don't know if they give them some type of chance to repay their debt otherwise, and then that's the last resort. I don't know.
I was just confused about how there was a lot of people at that, and I'm calling it an outpost unless I missed the naming of this.
It's apparently in real life, it's like a bullfighting arena.
Okay.
It's a big arena, so there is going to be like an entrance, like at a park or something. You have the gates that you have to go through. So it must be like fenced in, right? And they're driving by and they're trying to head towards wherever the gate or the entrance is, and they see these people tied up to the fence.
So I would like them to resolve. Maybe it'll come out later, but I don't think so, because they're getting ready to leave it now. How, with that many people in there, how do you know when I'm leaving if I owe a debt? You don't act right in my mind, unless I obviously gambled at the table, lost really big, and everybody saw it. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. I don't know what kind of security they have on the inside. They mentioned someone referred to as the proctor or whatever, but it seemed like you went table by table and they either took your deal or they didn't. And then, like Strand said, he made one wrong decision and they caught up with him. But yeah, I guess you're right. They have to catch you first. If they don't catch you, I don't think there is anything else stopping you from getting out.
Okay.
But that's a good question, because a lot of people, there could be a lot of thievery and stuff that goes unnoticed. It's a large, crowded, chaotic place. It just seems like it would be hard to manage.
Okay, Ken, I just got to ask another point A to that one. Did you think it was kind of stupid of that lady to trade her one walkie-talkie and didn't have the other one when Madison came in? I laughed. I was like, why are you thinking that? But help me understand,
Tracy. I'm not the technology expert, but she doesn't have to have the matching one. Right? I mean, if there's any other one out there, I mean, it's still a valuable item.
And it would work.
Yeah, I mean, was it a satellite phone or a satellite walkie-talkie?
A satellite walkie-talkie.
Okay, so assuming that there's more than two in the universe, then, if she can find someone else who has one, or maybe find someone who's missing one and they need another one, she can sell it to them. It's got some value there. But I kept laughing like it was like the Saved by the Bell phone, the big old-timey cell phones. That's what made me think of. But I was surprised that Madison so easily gave that up. I mean, if that's her connection
me
to her daughter.
Too. I'm like, dang. That's to your child.
That's cold.
You're just like, here. Okay. Okay.
She was like, Alicia? Alicia? Oh, she didn't pick up. We're done. And then she gave it up. You snooze, you lose. And then later in the episode, when Alicia was going, "Mom, Mom," it reminded me of that Family Guy commercial that ran forever with the dog. That's like, "Mommy, Mom,
Mommy, Mommy, Mom, Mom."
I couldn't get that out of my head. So, yeah, I thought that was. I thought she gave that up very easily. Especially now, knowing that they had that gold and stuff too, they could. You know, it's not like that was the only thing they had to get in.
Barter with, man. Okay. So yeah. Anyway.
But this is a good time to bring up our very sharp-eared. Is that a phrase? Good listener, Melissa. She noticed right away that the song going into the bazaar or the trading post was the Ballad of Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. She recognized that right away. And they did bring that up on The Talking Dead. They wanted to confirm it. And Chris Hardwick did get the confirmation that, yes, it was that song. But she picked up on that right away. That was really impressive.
So Wait. Impressed.
Woo! Melissa.
Yeah.
Yes, so there have been references to the Breaking Bad universe now in both Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead. So apparently it's all within the same time frame. It's kind of fun seeing the references. So pretty cool. So go back and listen. It's the song.
Yes, and remember, you got to keep your ears tuned, but you'll hear it. It's right there.
Yeah, you'll hear it. All right, so that was your number two. My number two. Okay.
That was 2, 3, 4, and 5. Sorry.
Part A, B, C, D. Okay. Why did Nick's admission to Troy that he killed Jeremiah, why did that basically bring Troy to his knees and you got him to surrender? Instead of making him more angry or more violent, why did that?
I think that he knew that he had to die. I think even though he was his father figure, uh-huh. I think that he knew what type of person he truly was and that some part of him wished that it could have been him.
Okay.
To take him out, but he knew that it had to happen, and he knew that it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But I think that he also knew that he needed to show some sort of loyalty because that was the man that helped raise him.
So. Okay. Yeah, I just chalked it up to he was so shocked to hear that because I felt like he did, you know, he was buying into the idea of him, you know, of Otto, Jeremiah taking his own life. And then I think it just threw him off base. You know, long enough to put the gun down and think about, try to take in what he was saying. Like, what? Wait a minute. You know, he had to rethink the whole thing. And I figured that just stopped him in his tracks long enough to, handle the situation there and stop the firefight. So, but yeah, I'm not, you know, that's some good thoughts that you had. I'm not quite sure what was going through his head. With that, I would have expected him to show more anger right away, but maybe it was just so shocking to him.
I also think Troy might be a little crazy. He's a little cray-cray.
Yeah.
He might be a little cray-cray, and I think that, I mean, think about how we met him, what he was doing, what experiments he was working on.
True. You know? Good point. What may seem logical to us may not seem the same way to Troy. Yeah. So.
Exactly, Tracy. So that's kind of how I'm feeling about Troy. So.
All right. What do you have for number three?
Do you think Alicia has finally given up on her mother, Madison? And this question is coming from the conversation that she was having with Nick. And when her and Nick were, I thought it was an intimate moment. Now, that's what I took it as. And then she was talking about being mom's favorite and then realizing how much their mother had taken advantage of them. Like, it's in that whole conversation, and which is making me ask you, has Alicia finally given up on her mother? Because in my opinion, I don't think Nick has or ever will.
Well, her mom's not answering her calls.
She doesn't have a radio.
She gave up her walkie-talkie. I don't think she's given up on her. I think it's part of Alicia's growth into her own person, that she's understanding, you know, maybe how her mom has manipulated her, or, you know, how she operates, that it's helping it's helping Alicia to figure out who she really is herself, and maybe making her stronger in what she believes, because she didn't skip much of a beat when she went ahead and decided to tell them that the water was going to run out. You know, maybe 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago or something, she would have kept it quiet like her mom told her to, but she's acting on her own more now. But I still think she has loyalty to her mom and, you know, wants to protect her and, you know, wants to, you know, stay together. But I think she's going to continue to make more of her own decisions now. And I think she's more enlightened now.
I think that Alicia is on the verge of turning on her mother. I think Alicia is almost there where she just does not trust her mom anymore and does not like the little dealings that Miss Madison seems to be doing, because nothing is ever what it seems. But I think that we're going to see that happen, and then I think that Madison will be graceful about it, but she's going to have to make a decision on how she handles these children who she loves so much and does anything to protect them. But I think Alicia is almost there where she's going to flip on Mama.
Huh, interesting. You're always bolder in your predictions. I do like that. I do like that.
Thank you. Okay, I have to ask you, though. Well, go ahead. Never mind. I'll wait.
That was your number three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My number three. Will Daniel's distraction over Ophelia, thinking she's alive and looking for her, is that going to keep him from being a good leader at the dam? Is that going to somehow be the his Achilles heel or something?
Yes. I do. I think that is going to affect him greatly, to the point that someone's going to try to take advantage of it. I don't know that they will best him at it, because he's a trained killer, but I do think that it is going to cause him to misstep, because he loves, it's his child, and he loves her to death. And if there's any inkling to him that she might be alive, he's going to go for it, even if it means the detriment of a group of people or somebody he's with. It doesn't matter, because it's his child.
Yeah, I think we pretty much agree on that one, because when he fought his way back to, you know, to survive after, to get out of the fire and everything, he assumed all along that she had died. And I think without that distraction, he was able to just push and push and overcome and survive. But now I think it creates a weakness for him. I mean, it's great that he loves his daughter, but I think it creates enough of a distraction where he can't be on his game quite as well. Not as focused.
And you know, distractions get you killed during the apocalypse.
Yep.
So. Every time. We've seen it happen time and time again. you reach for a cup of coffee, and the next thing you know, you're dead on the ground.
Do you know how many times they brought up coffee in this episode? Did you know that? Like, they're toasting with the coffee. He was asking Troy if he liked the coffee. You know, I mean, they were really, seemed like they were really playing that up, the whole, you know, poison coffee thing.
But like, you know what? I mean, can you really be mad? Like, everybody's kind of holding a grudge against her. But I mean, hey, you guys kept them off their land for all these years.
No.
You know? Okay, everybody get over it.
I'm definitely a nation sympathizer, or whatever you want to call it. They were done wrong.
But I thought I had to watch myself, because at one point I was like, be mad at her. Then I was like, wait a minute. Why am I agreeing? You guys kept them away from what it was rightfully theirs. And instead of trying to work together to be on this ranch, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not mad at her. She killed all of y'all.
Almost.
Wait, don't tweet us. I didn't mean it.
All right, before we get to our explosive moments, you were going to ask me something else. And then you had me get, what was it?
Do you think Alicia, you kind of skirted over it about Alicia telling about that water.
Yeah.
Would you have told?
I might have. I mean, she's just making decisions based on what she thinks, you know. I mean, like, she was questioning her mom about her motives about everything, you know, by having this back channel with Walker and what's really going on, what's really your motive. And these people couldn't get along. They, you know, they were going to end up wasting water, fighting it over, spilling it and stuff. So I think she did what she thought was right. And it did have an impact, you know. They were at the end able to work together some.
Digging up in some dirt.
Yeah. So I got to give her props for that. She made some progress, I think, in the whole, you know, relationship area. So.
Yeah. It's a fragile piece. We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the fact that Nick handed his gun over and then went and helped her, I think that was a big piece of it. You know, he was very tied to the militia and everything, and to stop and go help her, he's showing where his loyalties really lie, and hopefully that will sway some other people to try to get along. But they still got to get some more water.
Yeah, they're not going to make it.
So
you can't survive without water.
We will see.
No,
so most.
Oh, go ahead.
A most explosive moment. I'm going to go with. I didn't really feel a threat for any of the characters' lives right now. The only time was when you brought up, I thought she might have taken out Troy. I could have possibly seen that happen. I was, you know, a little nervous. But as far as, like, there weren't really moments where I was like, oh, Madison, she's in danger. Oh, Strand, he's in danger. But so I guess I would go with just the whole chaos of that showdown at the Otto house. You know, it was dark in there. I couldn't really see who was inside, you know, at first who cut Troy's hand, and then, you know, he's going for this gun under the bed, and it was, you know, Nick's trying everything he can think of to, you know, to talk him down and to convince him to, you know, to stop firing out there. That was, you know, there was some tension there, and it, like I said, it was just so chaotic. I would say that was the most explosive scene for me.
For me, it was when the ranch gave up their rifles. What in the world is going on right now? You all just, I was like, whoa, I was completely floored. But I did not see that coming. I was like, are you kidding me right now? You're putting, that you're just giving away all your power. Because guns and apocalypse is a thing. So I just was not expecting that at all.
So not expecting it to be asked of them, or not expecting them to give them up so easily?
For them to give it up so easily.
Yeah,
you can ask me all day long, but whether or not I do it is another thing.
Yeah, I was surprised about that too. Yeah, that was a major, major move.
And then the fact that they gave up the hidden guns too, I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that was my explosive moment right there.
All right. Boom, boom, pow. Oh, that's a good one. All right, so do you want to be the first one to rate tonight? No, she's shaking her head no. You can't hear her, but she's shaking her head no. All right, I'll go ahead. We can give it up to 5 sticks of dynamite. And, of course, we're combining 2 different episodes. And I'm going to go with 4 out of 5. Thought it was a strong opener. I liked that we saw our different characters. I'm glad that it was kind of fun, even though it was dangerous. It was, you know, I'm glad we got to see Strand again, didn't have to wait around for him to resurface, and we got some insight into what's going on over at the dam and how Daniel's feeling. So I like seeing the different storylines. And I thought I thought it moved along. There was a lot of action, and I enjoyed it. So, good solid 4 out of 5 sticks of dynamite. Now you have to go.
Yes, so I'm going to give it a 3.95.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's very, very close to mine.
Yes, but not quite there. So this was a great start. I'm ready for it to continue up like a roller coaster and continue up, 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 up. There's room to grow. I'm excited to give Fear of the Walking Dead more sticks of dynamite. We had some great moments, great characterizations in here. Saw some things in a couple of characters that I was not expecting, i.e. Alicia.
Yeah.
The team Alicia right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I said it first. Hashtag team Alicia.
I'm with you.
So that's why for my rating.
Very good. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a solid start to the second half of the season. Let's go up from here. So.
And it returns Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep. Be back next week.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I like that they're not just on the ranch anymore. You know, there's threats now. They can't really just sit there and stay there, even if they wanted to. There's not enough water. So, I like the story to keep moving around physically, too.
Let's not get stuck at the ranch.
No. So, all right, good stuff. Well, I enjoyed breaking it down with you, Tamish. And, we'll do it again next week. But what do people need to do before next week, Tamish, on Twitter?
Tweet. You need to tweet. You really need to tweet us. Tweet us your questions. Tweet mm-hmm. to enter into this contest.
Giveaway.
Tweet us here at TNT. You can tweet me, TAMECHE_B.
And you can tweet me directly at ScrappinFan, ScrappinFan. And then be sure to follow So Many Shows on Facebook and Twitter. Make a note about TNT Please. Talk to enter for our fan art giveaway.
Yes. And you're going to want this fan art, y'all. Trust me.
Happy to share it with you.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
TNT, we're back.
We're back, and we'll be back again next week. So until then, see you later.
Bye.